Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, scraping windows.
Yeah. You know, we finally got down there. But, I mean, let's not complain too bad. I mean, come on. It's November.
Mm-hmm.
We did kind of get lured into that late summer for sure. But, yeah, a little chillier out there. We definitely, like we talked about last month, you want to make sure those sprinkler blowouts all got done and documented because it is starting to freeze. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but no complaints from me. No white stuff yet. Everything happy house showing and a busy market with sun during the day. I'll take it, McKay.
I've been doing my snow dance, just so you know.
Stop it right now. I'm going to counteract that with two non-snow dances. So we also have with us in the studio our in-house lending specialist from Home Street, Mr. Mike Denslow. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And yeah, no, I'm not ready for snow yet. Snow can be right around Christmas. Have a nice white Christmas, and then go away.
I know exactly what you mean. I've still got a couple weekend trips to get out of the way before those roads get bad. So
yeah, and we live on a little bit of a hill, so it's
absolutely. Well, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate listed house, and this week from popsugar.com. Sort properly sourcing there. New listing hit the market with Rodeo Realty in Beverly Hills. And this is a Studio City, California house that you've probably seen. Anybody that's watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the exterior shots of Chris's home. She doesn't actually live there, but this home was used for all the exterior shots. The house has been in American Horror Story. It's been in True Blood. It's been in Chelsea lately. I mean, if this house was a person, they'd be famous.
Lance, I have a question. If it's reality TV, but the home that they show from the outside isn't the home...
Then
ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Mike's hitting it. It's not completely reality, I think, is what you're getting at there. For
why not,
sure.
Why not just show the house that they're
in? The actual house that they're in. They might want to be on reality TV, but have privacy, Mike. I mean, come on.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't compute. It does not compute at our brains, for sure.
I like the fact it's Rodeo Realty.
It's Rodeo. Yeah,
excuse
absolutely.
Me.
7,843 square feet with some features such as direct access to your saltwater pool and jacuzzi. 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, just in case. And it is listed at a cool $7 million, just over $7 million. So kind of crazy there. I mean, that is definitely not the normal listing that we see here in Tri-Cities. So there you go.
Well, we don't pronounce it Rodeo up here.
No.
How do we pronounce it, McKay?
Rodeo. Down there, you know. Yeah, Rodeo Realty takes on a whole different meaning.
Okay, absolutely. Rodeo Realty. There we go, for sure. So that is our crazy celebrity real estate story. But then we like to get into what's happening day to day in the Tri-Cities market, a little more applicable real estate story as we do the real estate news today. So Mike and I always say, what are you hearing? What's in the market? What are people talking about? And we bring that as our show topic. And one of the things that I had heard a couple agents say, and I was talking to some newer agents and doing some coaching and training for some agents in some other markets. And one of the things that comes up a lot is an agent will say, you know, buyers just aren't loyal in this market. They will click around to 20 different websites, and I'll work with a buyer for 3 weeks, and then they'll click on the house they want and just call that website and then go buy that house, and I never hear from them again. And so I ran across a topic that I read, and the headline was why real estate agents and buyers need to have each other's backs, why they need to look out for each other. And as I thought about that, I'm like, wow, that's really a great topic for understanding. And a lot of times there's different things that happen. And when I'm coaching and training new agents and talking to them about that, one of the things we talk about is qualifying your buyer for where they're at in the process. And you've heard us on the show talk a lot about a different type of qualifying where Mike at Home Street or our lender will pre-qualify a buyer to get approved to buy a house. Well, very similar, a lot of newer agents in the business, or unfortunately, maybe even some that have been in the business a long time, with the way information is and the way technology moves and the process, a lot of times as a professional in the business, you need to qualify the buyer as a client.
Yeah, but some agents like to skip some steps, don't they?
Yes, Lance? They absolutely like to skip some steps. And so it's important to know where you're at in the process and what you need. And so part of that qualifying a buyer is as an agent saying to the buyer, what's the goal right now? Maybe the buyer isn't ready to go look at homes, but maybe they're ready to educate themselves on what the market looks like. So you can talk to that buyer, what's your price range, what neighborhoods are you looking at, set them up on a search. And part of that education pattern is saying, let's look at listings for the next 3 months. Let's get alerts that automatically come into my email. Let's see what homes get listed for and what they sell for, and what I would have been willing to do in that situation.
And Lance, you know, comes up on my side, and right after that, I'm sure you guys are talking, well, are you going to get pre-approved or had any conversations or those things? On my side, one of the first questions I ask is, what price range are you looking for? Or what payment are you looking for? Because a lot of times I'll get people that, oh, I went online and my payment's going to be $1,000 for this $300,000 house. And I'm like, well, you know, that doesn't take into account taxes and insurance and exactly how much you're putting down and all these other things. So, yeah, there's a lot to that qualification process.
Absolutely. And I think really there's, you know, a lot of times, you know, people say, well, is it the consumer's responsibility or the agent's responsibility? And I think you've got to look and say, you know, in that scenario for somebody that does it every day, the agent has to take the lead and the reins in that as far as educating and helping the consumer and saying, where are you? Now, you might move onto a different part of that process, and you might get to the point where you're like, okay, now I feel I know what the market's like. Now I want to engage a little more. I want to start looking at builders maybe, or I want to start looking at actually physically walking through different homes. Maybe now before I was 6 months from my lease expiring, now I'm only 3 months from my lease expiring, and I want to go look at different homes. And so what can happen is there's a fine line between now getting very serious about using somebody's time. Now, granted, we are salespeople, and the agent you're going to interact with is a salesperson, but I've seen times in the past where people just have thought about moving, but they're really not that serious about it. And they watch HGTV all the time. They find it highly entertaining. And even more entertaining than that is this really amazing person that they're becoming friends with that will drive them around on the weekends and look at homes with them, even though they don't have any intention of buying. It provides a great couple hours of entertainment, and they can see two or three homes, but aren't really ready to make a move. Now, you may be hearing that story and think, that can't be true. Who would possibly do that? Well, there's a lot of people that will do that. And if the professional on that side of the coin is not willing to qualify the buyer and ask them hard questions and explain to them how they get paid for their time, they're going to be just as much at fault, actually more at fault in that situation than the buyer is, because they might not know any different. They might think that's part of the agent's job.
Well, you bring up that side, but then there's the other side too. You go out and that agent is going to schedule appointments to look at listings, and those owners are going to make special arrangements for their family and their pets and all of those things so that you can go look at that house. So the trickle down of potential wasted time is huge.
And then you come across, well, what's appropriate, right? And so that presents an ethical dilemma there. On what's appropriate. So somebody does, they place their home on the market for sale. They're wanting to sell it and move out of town in a month. And so they put their home on the market. They're there on Saturday. They're there with their family. They're getting ready for a birthday party for their kids. An agent calls and says, I'd like to show the home. And so they're like, oh, it's a terrible day, but I don't want to miss that opportunity for the buyer. So they readjust everything, move things, change the birthday party, scramble. They call on Monday for feedback. They do all that work and get all that prepped up. They call on Monday for feedback and they call the other agent. How did the showing go? And that agent says, well, it went pretty good. They really liked it. And the other agent says, oh, well, great. Are they thinking about writing an offer? And other agent XYZ says, oh, well, no, they're not thinking about writing an offer. They're just, they were just looking around because in a year or two, they're thinking about moving. Dead silence. That's a great way to silence the phone on the other end of the phone. And the other agents can be like, seriously, are you kidding me? Like, that's why they rearranged their entire Saturday. So Mike brings up a great point. I didn't even have that in the notes. So you're kind of in a balancing act there of some people say, well, their house is on the market, that they get what they deserve. And other people will say, that's not an appropriate use of time for the agents or the buyer. And so you're really trying to know those things. So when I say qualifying a buyer, buyers that are out there, don't be offended when your agents approach you with questions to qualify where you're at in the process. If they know that, maybe they will make different decisions. If you know you're not buying for a year, maybe that appointment gets rescheduled to why those folks are at work and it's more convenient. And you have some, I would just call it respect in those situations. So if you're being asked qualifying questions in the beginning, a good agent is going to ask you those questions as a buyer that's talking. as a buyer that's talking